Sorry,
your old man passed away, right?
Oh, wow.
No, not yet.
Oh, I thought he did. I thought the judge was dead.
No. My brother died.
Oh, yeah. Well,
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
What show number was that?
Again, that's where I got thrown off. It was SEC Media Days. Hey, mortgage rates have risen. Market experts project more increases before year end. If you've been looking to purchase or refinance a home, now is the time to act. With Mortgage Rights Lock and Shop program, you can lock in an interest rate while shopping for a home and before rates rise again. With a speedy pre-approval process, flexible down payment assistance program, and a variety of loan products, Mortgage Right can get you into the home of your dreams before rates rise to unimaginable highs. Call Mortgage Right locally, 205-815-9200, or visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today to get a new home before your chance is gone. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Guys, give me a sec to pull the trash here.
No problem. Trash on the table.
We like to tell you, Lance at the Floor of Bama. That's the liquor pour. What do they call that room again? I'm sorry.
It is the, it's the Floor of Bama liquor room, but it's called a Berg system, where the liquor lines run to the bars, to all the bars. Yep. It feeds 12 different bars in the building. And it's just, it's pretty amazing.
It is.
And then I'm trying to get the backstory on when they take the top off the handles, they recycle them. I think they give them to the Kiwanis Club to build playgrounds for kids.
The story of the Floor of Bama is incredible to me. Like all the stuff, really all the stuff we've learned about,
because everything's involved in a charity. It really is.
It's nuts.
And not surprised. There's nobody on the Redneck River area that's surprised that there's a room at the Floor of Bama called the Liquor Room.
No, not at all.
You got that. Hey, what started as a burial for a loved one in a cemetery ended in a family feud that involved a man trying to run down his own sister and flooding a funeral plot. Huh. Now, the incident happened Rolling Hills Memorial Park in Richmond on Saturday around 1 p.m. It was supposed to be a celebration for the family's mother. According to Sergeant Aaron Pomeroy of the Richmond Police Department, quote, a family member brought a stun gun to the services because of a longstanding family issue. Now, he had been on the job for years, but said he's never seen anything like what happened this weekend. They were there to bury the family matriarch, but police said a feud between the brother and sister led to punches being thrown and more. They said one of the family members tried to run over his sister with a vehicle. He missed his sister but hit another relative in a water main, causing the flooding of another empty plot. No one was seriously injured, but police said it left damages at about $20,000. They went on to say he drove over some headstones, damaged some other headstones, severed a water main, caused flooding in the area before the water could be shut off.
Jeez.
Tina, do you think I got carried away? Do you think I overreacted? Everybody thinks, like, I think I was justified.
Flooding the funeral plot. I mean, just creating a pool in the cemetery.
That sounds to me like LT is one of these. It's a new social media craze is going everywhere.
Oh, yeah. The Mayhem commercial.
The Mayhem commercial.
This is going to get tens of views.
So where the Sonic is, where we used to work.
Oh, yeah. Over
on Valley Avenue. So it was the Great American Car Wash. And I think I told you guys that I worked there for a couple of summers. Yep. But one summer, we would go on that lot late night to party. And one of my friends pulled in, and there was a tent set up. And you can only imagine how much water is being pumped through a car wash. So he had probably had a couple too many's, and he went a little too deep into the tent, and he hit the water main, and it blew off, and it was like a fire hydrant shooting straight up, and it blew a hole in that tent. And so we all scattered, and that water ran all night.
Oh, my gosh. Birmingham Waterworks water.
The next day, what happened here?
But it was so powerful, it blew a hole in the tent.
You guys didn't call anybody? You just snuck away like Bill Murray in Caddyshack? Yep.
Huh. Didn't have cell phones back then.
Johnny, really?
Yeah. If I had a cell phone, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
Robert Pope ran away from Galloway City on Ireland's west coast to the capital of Dublin in just 23 hours and 39 minutes. Now, the 44-year-old took the 134-mile after a pint of Guinness before finishing with another one at the end of his route on Sunday. Now, speaking afterwards, he was in high spirits. He jokingly boasted to the BBC that despite the grueling feat, he could still struggle up the stairs of his accommodations. Now, this dude has done some crazy stuff. He paid homage to the film Forrest Gump back in 2018. He ran more than 15,000 miles that year.
My word.
Wow.
15,000?
Yeah, I think quick math, that is 40 days.
The math on this show today is
that is almost a complete trip around the equator.
Very close, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's running more than a marathon a day. Oof. I mean, that can't be good for you, right?
No, I really cannot. I don't think your body's built that way.
Time I watch runners, and I've given up running. I used to run a lot.
Our friend Britt Decker seems like she runs a marathon every morning on her social media, NBC 13 in Birmingham. She's knocking out 13 miles a day, it seems like.
Jeez.
That's a lot. That's impressive, especially in the summer heat. A mom-to-be has expressed her frustrations after her boyfriend's mom booked him a two-week paternity holiday just 1 week after she's due to give birth to their first child.
You think this is something like that?
The woman claimed her partner had agreed to take 3 weeks of paternity leave after the baby was to be born to adjust to being parents, but he will now only be with her for a week before leaving her and the little one alone for a fortnight. Now, the first time mom has told her boyfriend that she doesn't want him to go. And while he agrees that he wants to be there for her and the baby, he also doesn't want his mom to think she wasted her money. On a Reddit post, pregnant mother said, "My boyfriend's mother took it upon herself to schedule a paternity vacation for my boyfriend for the last 2 weeks of his leave. She came over for dinner, surprised him with it. It's an all expenses paid vacation to Italy for my boyfriend as his paternity present. I told her and my boyfriend that I didn't want him to go. And that she would have asked, she should have asked first before buying such an extraordinary gift. She left in tears because I was, quote, ungrateful and ruined her son's experience." I like where this dude's mom's head is.
Yeah. The old, I've never heard of a paternity gift. That's a nice one. Hey, you know,
here are some crazy ideas for you guys.
I was going to tell you, I was at dinner the other night with my wife for our anniversary, and a couple at a table next to us told, I think it was her parents, that they were pregnant. And it was pretty cool to watch that. I think they showed them on the phone the initial sonogram or something like that. And to see the mom and dad react. Now, it's in a very public restaurant. You guys know where I was. It's in a very public restaurant. And, you know, nobody made a big deal about it. But just to see them react, to find out that they were going to be grandparents. And I think, from what I could gather, it was the first time that they were first-time grandparents.
You did this again? You told me you were leaving him.
That's a girl. I want a boy. No, it was really cool to see him.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
I got some crazy ideas for you guys.
All right. Okay.
I love this first one. Thriller movie about a traveling serial killer who picks up a hitchhiker who's also a serial killer.
Plot twist.
Who goes first? That is interesting. Yeah.
Another crazy idea. Take a strong laxative and a strong anti-diarrheal to see which one is stronger.
Fight to the death, man.
Seems like that'd be a little much on the body, doesn't it?
I mean,
it?
Your body would be so screwed up in that situation.
How about this crazy idea? A separate road system for just 18-wheelers?
People would take advantage of it.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, bad traffic on the other one. I'm just going to hit the 18-wheeler. Oh, screwed up. I'm sorry.
Another crazy idea. At the Olympics, I love this one. Each country only gets to send one athlete that competes in all the games.
Come on, Cliff.
I mean, but make it more interesting. Yeah. I'd be all in there.
Yeah. I would too.
I mean, even if you narrow it down to just like, you know, whatever the number needs to, whatever the biggest team event is, like you got to leave to play basketball, you got to have at least five, right?
Right.
So, you know, if for soccer, 11. So we just had a 12 team, you know, roster going to the Olympics. I think that would be really interesting.
No, that would be fascinating. Like, you just got to pick your best five for basketball.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have a few that swim.
You're going to roll 11 out there for soccer. It'll be a lot more interesting.
I don't disagree.
A lot more interesting.
Here are some old medical treatments.
No, wait. Let's don't go past the other thing real quick. That is a, you know, Barclay's always looking for television ideas. That is a wonderful idea.
Each country, 12 people, whatever the max you would have.
If we're not doing the real Olympics, just one person is sent from each country, and they compete in all the events. That's a lot more interesting.
Yeah, it would be, but if it's not the Olympics, it makes it, you know, I guess more credible if it's the Olympics. It would seem maybe a gimmick if it's not.
We would call it the One Olympics.
Or the Beer Olympics.
Mm, that's already exists.
Or the Chuck Olympics.
We had four per team on that. We had to. Okay, here are some old medical treatments. They used to cure toothaches with electricity.
Dang. Mm. Didn't really help, but you forgot about the toothache.
Your tooth doesn't hurt anymore, does it?
That's right.
Hey, this one's worse. They prevented nosebleeds with a red-hot poker.
Ooh.
They would hold a red-hot poker under the nose, Put a linen rag in sharp vinegar, burn it, and blow it up the nose with a quill.
My gosh.
Ain't bleeding no more. We cauterized it.
Yeah, you did.
I thought salt water in the nose is bad enough, right?
Oh, terrible.
How about this one? Curing arthritis with radium. Radium was once considered a legitimate medical treatment. The ailments it supposedly cured were arthritis, impotence, and aging. You wonder why the life expectancy was like 37 back then.
Yeah, here, take this.
No arthritis anymore. You're glowing in the dark, but no more joint pain.
How about this one? They use chloroform to treat asthma.
I'll write that down. A lot of my girlfriends
like
have
cocaine
asthma.
Wasn't an unusual treatment in the United States, where it was used as anesthetic. We now know it's toxic today.
Yeah, it's got some side effects.
And how about this final one? Fix chapped hands with sour cream. You put sour cream in a cloth, bury it outside overnight, then unearth it and apply the sour cream the next day.
Oh,
some weird ideas.
That is some weird ideas. Ooh, that was yucky.
You hear the word yucky a lot.
That was yucky. It's yucky.
That is Trash with LT today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, it seems like everywhere we turn these days, concern of a rising cost on gas prices. Now there's even talk of a recession. If you're a homeowner with outstanding credit card debt or other high interest payments, it's time to put your home equity to work for you. Don't walk into a recession with large payments on bad debt. Our friends at Mortgage Right can help you knock down stubborn debt, gain more financial freedom. How is this possible? Home values also on the rise. That means you could leverage your home's equity for a cash out refi to fund whatever needs funding, credit card debt, home repairs, college tuition, and more. Reach out to Mortgage Right. Learn how much you can save each and every month. Call Mortgage Right locally, 205-815-9200, or visit MortgageRight.com/TNR.